Divine Association and all the Association of the Devotees. This Bay Area has suffered for many years due to politics and so many problems, and this is like a breath of fresh air for the Bay Area. We're very, very happy to have everybody come and have the opportunity to hear wonderful Hari Katha from the lips of Srila Gurudev. So this next 7 days we'll be having programs here, and tomorrow will be in the chapel. I'll be your host, and my wife, Rati Kaur, can stand up, everybody. Those are from last year. And Janardi Prabhu, right here. So we're your servants, and we have a lot of nice facility for everybody. It'll be a very nice program. I just want to thank everyone for coming. Such a great day that Krishna has given such mercy to get this type of association. It's very, very rare. And some of us are busy working all year doing different things, and this is the time we live for. This is going to Vrindavan, so thank you very much for coming. So again, we have the opportunity to be in the divine presence of a personality who is distributing the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of Mahaprabhu's associates and the disciples' succession to the entire world. And this center here, called Holy Redeemer, is befitting, because the idea in Christianity of the word Redeemer is that a particular great soul known as Jesus Christ appeared on earth and was reclaiming sinful souls. And now this location has truly reached fulfillment of its name by the presence of a Mahabhagwat Rasik Vaishnava. So the great fortune of all of us and those who will come in the next few days cannot be fully estimated. We are told in the Shastras that the Jiva soul is wandering in this universe through many different species of life. Brahmanda Brahmiti Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Vasubhij. And when that soul has the prasad, the mercy of Krishna and the mercy of Guru, then he gets the opportunity for bhakti by having the Bhakti Vasubhij planted within his heart. So we are having this opportunity in our lives to gain this inestimable good fortune. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarada Shastri Koi. Most very famous shloka we've heard many times. The true import of the shloka we cannot fully understand, but there it is said that even a moment's association with such a personality, Sarva Siddhi Koi, all perfection can be achieved. So in our lives we are trying to pursue this path of bhakti, and we are trying to improve on this path. And only by the association of true sadhus can this come about. Because by the words emanating from their lotus mouth, as we just sang in this prayer, our consciousness will become fully purified. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakti Chitte Kuriya Aikya. So, our only aspiration to be, to have this opportunity to hear the words from the lotus mouth of such a personality. So somehow or other, again, we have become so fortunate. Those of us who have, actually most of us here, I recognize, so we've all had the connection with Srila Narayan Maharaj. So on this day, I pray that in the coming days I may be able to fully imbibe the benefits of his wonderful Harikatha, his incomparable Harikatha, Srila Narayan Maharaj's, so gloriously known in the Holy Dham and throughout the world as being able to distribute the most beautiful nectarine words of Krishna Lila and Harikatha. Shri Krishna Lila Katanaya Sudaksham, that he is expert in narrating the beautiful pastimes of Radhan Krishna, of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Audarya Madhurya Gunaishtayasam. Such personality, Varam Varenyam Purusham Mahantam. This great Mahantam Purush, this great personality, we bow our head at his lotus feet. So on this day I pray for his causeless mercy that he will allow me to gain access to these wonderful precepts which he is going to give to us. All glories to his divine grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.
Shri Krishna Pradabhya, Jidai Jihadi, Chaitanya Lilamrita, Asaratharam, Nayaram Samam, Satatamam Papadhyay. There's a verse that we quote so often, Shri Chaitanya Vilavishnam Svati Pamir Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Svati Pamir. That Srila Rupa Goswami was able to, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, to grasp the inner mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada always said that we were Rupa Nugas. This inner mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this quality of being a Rupa Nuga is such a rare, precious thing. And so many of us came into the line of Srila Prabhupada, not knowing what it meant to be a Rupa Nuga, not knowing what it meant to be a devotee. And after Prabhupada's departure, because we were still babies, we settled for so many things like dharma, artha, karma, and moksha. And many of us, less fortunate, even left the association of devotees. And then, I know myself, I was in Badger praying. Day after day, it was almost like a mantra. Please help me to properly appreciate and serve Srila Prabhupada. I had known that I'd either been fanatical or sentimental. And then one day, arriving on the scene, His Divine Grace, Srila Gurudev, came. And I don't pretend to have grasped Srila Prabhupada's mood or mission one iota, but one drop has given me so much hope that this Vrindavan mood that Srila Prabhupada came to give us, which inspired us so much to give up everything, surrender our lives, for the glimpse of that, has now been brought to life again by His Divine Grace. And how fortunate we are. So I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to Srila Gurudev and all of his paths without hold for saving me from the darkest of oblivion. And thank you so much for coming into our life.
Prabhu said, he took the words from me, but But to add a little bit to that, the word Holy Redeemer, in Christianity, holy, they have one name, holy. We can use that as transcendence in our vocabulary. There's different types of transcendence, the should, less than should, less than pure. But we can take it as pure association, holy, and Redeemer to beam back using the prefix re. So Guru Dev is here to take us again back. We have our birthright to learn about Krishna consciousness. And so we're in this holy chapel. About a concept of who said we're going to be in the chapel starting tomorrow. So this is like a holy chapel, a holy boat. And the captain of the boat is here, and we're in the boat for the next week. So hopefully we'll be deemed to sit, to be redeemed by our so sweet captain, Gurudev. I came to this room, and there's a picture here of Srila Prabhupada sitting in that chair. I had that fortune of being there. I'll tell you something, and I had one realization. I saw Gurudev here. There used to be a thing called a road show in ISKCON many years ago. It was rock and roll. It just started. And this was the first time. And they weren't, the devotees didn't know if Prabhupada would want to hear rock and roll and see people playing music. So they were very scared to see if he would like it or not. So they got a chair for him. And everybody was wondering in anticipation, would he like it? Would he like it? And afterward, that's his response. Beautiful gleaming eyes, clapping. So a feel of appreciation. So when I saw that picture again in here, I was thinking how fortunate we are that we hopefully we could get one drop of appreciation that earlier speaking, so we can be redeemed in this next week of Hare Katha and such beautiful Vaishnava association. Thank you very much.
So, Vasudev Ghosh is saying, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu don't come to this planet, my life will be lived in vain. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the light and soul of the Vaishnava. So in the same way, after the wonderful association of Srila Prabhupada, all the plant of bhakti became very dry. And if Narayana Maharaj don't come to this life to help us, our life also would be completely unfortunate. We follow Srila Gurudev in order to, and it's very amazing to see him with different public, how we can capture the mood of every place, speaking the very special way to everyone without any attachment for the result. So if one person just came, is no harm. If many people come, no harm. So he has a complete spiritual vision on everything. And I see how many God brothers, they are very appreciative in any place, but see, no word can be expressed to manifest our eternal feeling. This crying of Raghunath Das Goswami. My life, I have no any hope now. I'm finished. Even Krishna, I'm very ashamed to say, even Krishna, I have no interest. If you're not entering your camp, in the wonderful camp of your service, Srimati Radhika, my life, I have a little hope now. And this ocean of hope
make me leave. He thought I cannot leave. So in the same way, Guru Dev speaks so many times about Raghunath Das Goswami in his bhajan. So this is our hope to follow the footsteps of the Goswami. Hare Krishna.
So the devotees previously been speaking so nicely, and the mood which was coming from these devotees is in itself great testimony of the sweetness and exalted nature of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj. That by following Maharaj and hearing from him, that we can see how we can hear and see how devotees are imbibing such a sweet, deep appreciation of Maharaj and also of Rupa Nirvana Vaishnava gradually, step by step. So I will not speak much, but one thing that comes to mind when looking at the picture of Prabhupada, though I never met Srila Prabhupada, I came to the Association of Devotees in 1978, but I always felt a connection with Srila Prabhupada. And one thing that always struck me about Prabhupada was his breadth in being able to accommodate so many different types of Vaishnavas. And I am witnessing with awe Gurudev's ability to accommodate and inspire so many different types of Vaishnavas almost tirelessly. And for this, I am in complete awe and appreciation. I know that he expects of me to somehow try and imbibe this mood, which is so lacking me. But I can only pray to be able to somehow just imbibe some little particle of this, because we see that this ultimately is what is really needed and what is winning hearts. Devotees have been speaking how after Srila Prabhupada, he physically departed, how so many plants have been drying up. And we see that when Srila Gurudev, he comes to a place, his ability to, with just a glance or just a touch, to break down devotees. Devotees who have come in contact with Prabhupada 20, 30 years before. And just in a moment, they're like little kids just sobbing. Or in LA, there was one devotee who remembered you, big black devotee. And he came to meet Gurudev for the first time. And just, he had separated himself from the society for so many different reasons. Even he said he would go to the temple, but incognito, so they would know that he was a Prabhupada disciple, etc. And then he heard about Gurudev and he came. And after meeting Gurudev, he was he was having like epileptic convulsions, fits. And he said, the mercy is just coming, they're flowing. So, myself, I am so hard-hearted. I just sit in the background and watch. And it amazes me that everywhere we go, I just see people who just glances at them or just touches them, and immediately their ecstatic symptoms practically are coming. So, Gurudev is so sweet, but at the same time so powerful. But he crouches his great power. It crouches in the sweetness. And this is what Krishna is, this special thing, this Vrindavan mood, this Madhura mood, which is so far beyond me. Because in the material world, people are accustomed to Aishvarya. Aishvarya is what people go for. And I can say for myself, this is the mood that I have imbibed for, it must be, so many lifetimes. But we see that when Gurudev, he has so much power, but coming through with such sweetness, and this is what is winning people's hearts. And we see that is why so many people are afraid, because they know that as soon as people come and hear Gurudev, then that's it. So we're very fortunate to have the opportunity to have our material life finished and to be able to enter into the material mood of Rupa Goswami and his clan.
I'd like to offer my first thanks to my heartfelt responses to the love of my disciples of this center family members. My heartfelt responses to the love of my disciples of this center. As far as I know, I think today is a very auspicious day. I think it's the appearance or disappearance day of Sri Simonanda Prabhu. I think it's a disappearance or disappearance day of Sri Simonanda Prabhu today. So this is a very auspicious day. And I was thinking about this, and a long time ago when I was initiated by Srila Prabhupada in Los Angeles, I would read about Narottam Das Thakur and Simonanda Prabhu Srinivasacharya, and I found them very inspiring, because they had taken Diksha from one guru, and then they went to Vrindavan and they were taking Shiksha from Jiva Goswami. And I thought, oh, how amazing. This is so amazing. They're so fortunate. Oh, so this can only happen to me because my Diksha Guru had left and I hadn't learned so much. I thought, how is this possible? I'm so fallen, I'm so insignificant, and who is there? And then all of a sudden, by Krishna's cosmic mercy, I ended up in Vrindavan and I heard about one very, very special Diksha Guru, Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Maharaj. But still, it was like there was this brick wall. Oh, you weren't allowed to go see him. No, he was unreachable. But then somehow I kept praying and praying. And somehow, by my Diksha Guru's mercy, I was able to receive him into my Diksha Guru, Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Maharaj. I was so fortunate, anyone who can have this opportunity. And it's in the life of Simonanda Prabhu, his Diksha Guru gave him some simple service in Vrindavan of grooming. And by that simple service, he was able to attain the darsha.
Above all, Gurudev.
connection with Gurudev is very, very deep. And our union to Gurudev's association is to show us how deep it actually goes and how we must have Guru with us at all times, wherever we are. And he's showing us how to do this, giving us lessons, how to carry moments with us. And it's up to us to embody that mood and carry with us everywhere.
Om Gyan Sivam Dasyam Janam Jana Salatina Chapsulam Yuritam Jena Satmai Sri Gurudev Namah. Panchakalpa Vyasya Devya Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah. So many devotees have said a wonderful thing. How we are so fortunate to be in the presence of the representatives of Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Yugal, the bona fide representative of our Vaishnava succession, especially the Acharyas who have come to sprinkle the same mercy that Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle. Anastitam Sharim Sira Karuniyam Sira Kula Samarpaitu Manukta Chana Ramsam Sabhapu Srima. This mercy is bestowed upon all of us, and whether we want it or not, we are qualified or not. I just look at myself. I am most unqualified. And that mercy is coming to me and to all of us. And by God's of mercy of Caitanya Mahaprabhu and Gurudev, we get a little idea what is pure bhakti. And this idea, if we can fix that in our meditation, in our daily activities, I want to reach pure bhakti. Last year in Baja, many times Gurudev has given this example that bhakti is like a mountain, and pure bhakti is the top of the mountain, like Mount Everest. How can we come to the top of the mountain? It is so high. If we look at the top of the mountain, our head will fall. So, Avadhavacharya Sri Siddhadev has given a wonderful explanation to come to in Arinanda. He said, if we see Krishna is the goal of all our endeavors, to develop our loving relationship with Krishna, meaning to follow the acharyas who are showing us how to please Krishna by pleasing Srimati Radharani and all her dear, dear sakis, engaging somehow in a distant way in some menial service, and in this way pleasing Krishna. And how to attain that goal? Some persons may say, oh, I have seen Krishna, I am serving Krishna, I am performing bhakti. But we can judge when we are actually properly situated. Srila Sira Maharaj is explaining, anyone who says, I'm serving Krishna, but he's not serving Krishna's devotees. He is seeing Krishna like a mountain from very far away. He will see a big mountain, but he doesn't see really what is near the mountain.
When we come closer to the mountain, we see so many different smaller mountains, which we need to climb first to get a better approach and idea what the mountain really is. So all these smaller mountains are compared to devotees. The pure devotees of Krishna, the pure devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they can guide us, they can help us to attain the top of the mountain. We have to go through them. So when Gurudev said last year, I want you to come, all of us, it was in the morning walk, to the top of the mountain, I will bring you there. There are many obstacles, but if you follow me, no problem. That is the only thing we have to do, to follow. So I pray on this very auspicious day that I know Gurudev is very kind to me, and so many of you are also very kind to me, that you will be blessed on this day, and I will also be blessed to continue to progress to attain and come to the top of the mountain, which is pure bhakti in the mood of the dear Prajabhaktis, who are always giving pleasure to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Srila Gurudev ki.
I know that I am very low and insignificant. I know.
Too late.
But I know that. The mercy of my Gurudev, the mercy of all the rest mercy of my Sikha Guru. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, the godless mercy of Radha Krishna and Kali Yuga Guru Nityananda Prabhu. Something little bit upon me. I've heard that a slow Mukam Karoti Bhachanam, you know?
Pangum
Langai Yakri Bhaktam Sunday
Sri Guru Divasanaya.
By the mercy of unlimited mercy of Gurudev, Mukham Karot Vacham. Any person who cannot speak anything, dumb. And he can control whole world by his speeches. A person having no legs, but he can cross
mountains
very easily, Everest and off and all mountains. I'm feeling very realizing something. And sometimes I read that how God is merciful. Yeah. I have not worshipped them, I have not served them. I served my Gurudev very little. And through my Gurudev I served all my disciples, all the sacrifices. That is why I am so low, it means it is
insignificant.
Not knowing any language, Hindi, English, nothing. How they reach my name in the whole world? Everywhere in Vrindavan, Navadi. Also in Jagannath, we are prepared. Yesterday, I heard a new question in my life. And I also answered in a new way. I never thought this, anyone will question like this, that he directly asked me, can you tell where Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakur now? Where is? I just replied him that he is everywhere in all atoms. Everyone heart is. How? Because Krishna is everywhere. Everybody is. Radha Krishna Kanjabal is everywhere. Without him, any soul cannot exist. So everywhere, in all atoms is. And to serve Radha Krishna Kanjabal. In Nanmani Manjari should must be there everywhere in all atoms. Understand? If Radha Krishna is there, who will serve? So first of all, Nanmanjari is there also. Rup Manjari are all there. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent me. So serve him, I should be there. So if we are there in birth, in Golok Vrindavan, in Vaikuntha Dham, everywhere he is. So I think that he is everywhere and seeing and giving mercy. So this would also be that a bona fide guru is everywhere in the whole world, in all living entities. I also remember that Sutta Goswami has told like this. After my answer, at once it came in my mind. That Sutta Goswami, first Sukadeva Goswami here, prayed like same thing. Yam Prabhrajam Tamanupirita Mapirita Krityam ద్వైపాయను విరహకాతర ఆజుహావ ఉత్రేతి తన్మయతయా పరమో తం సర్వభూత హృదయం. Shukdev Goswami, my Gurudev. Shukdev Goswami is all everywhere, everywhere. Because where Radha Krishna Kanjogul is there, that very near and dear parents will be there. If they are sleeping, then he will tell, oh, you should try them. Don't delay. And it's coming. Otherwise, who will come and who will tell? So, Shukdev Goswami is everywhere. So, our Gurudev is everywhere. But it has not been told of those who are unqualified Guru. Those who are not transcendental Guru, for them it has been. So I also tell the story. There are two paramparas. One is Shikshaparampara, Guru Parampara.
Bhagavat Parampara.
Bhagavat Parampara, and other is Shishya Parampara. But Bhagavat Parampara always includes also Shishya Parampara. But Shishya Parampara is not so much important that Bhagavat Parampara is so bona fide. In Bhagavat Parampara, from Brahma, Narada, Vyasa, Shruta, Madhvacharya, Madhvendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, Mahaprabhu, from Damodara, Ramananda, up to all bona fide and all realized transcendental. But in Shishya Parampara, you are following Shishya Parampara. What is Shishya Parampara?
That's it, Mr. Krishna.
It may be that Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, or Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj initiated so many disciples. All are his disciples. But it is not certain that all will come in Bhagavad Parampara. It may be that anyone may not come. It may be that anyone can come. Some will deviate, some will. Those who have actually not followed him, those who have not realized all these things, especially all the established truths, especially love and affection for Krishna, who was Rupa Goswami, what is Rupanu, what is Radhanuga, they cannot be called Bhagavad Parampara. But in Bhagavad Parampara, Shishya Parampara is always included. But Bhagavad Parampara is not included in Shishya Parampara. Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told that Bhagavad Parampara. So many Sahajiya Babaji and all others became so upset and began to abuse or to do so much against Srila Prabhupada. They wanted to kill him for this. But he was more strong than Himalayas are outside. He can sink in Atlantic or Pacific Ocean, but Pacific Ocean
cannot move it from one place to another.
Cannot shaken. Shake nahi kar sakta. Hila nahi sakta.
Cannot be shaken.
So many days can be. Come, that will be like tomorrow.